Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Talking to the pie guy, Dave.
Yeah, I figured.
How are you this morning?
I'm hungry after listening to that segment.
Well, we have, seriously, he brought like a dozen and a half like freshly baked biscuits and this.
Did you save some
lavender
for us?
Jam? No, I ate all 18 of them. Yeah, of course I did. But there's also pie here as well. You see Bennett in the screen here. He's grabbing some too.
Roger is shaking his head over there.
Well, tell Roger to come down.
We're
you come
invited,
down
Roger.
Too. You're both invited.
We are.
Absolutely.
We're included.
Absolutely.
Here.
Tell Bob to come down too. Absolutely.
Okay,
engineer, everybody, come on down. So, missed you last week, but you had fun down a tree time with Dean.
We had the best Sunday there. It was just wonderful. First of all, it was a beautiful day.
Yeah.
And it was a beautiful drive out there in the early morning hours with the sun coming up, a lovely area to drive through. And not only a great place to be, you know, with tree time having everything Christmas, as they say in their ads, but the best people showed up. We had just the greatest crowd, a lot of fun, a lot of great music, just one great thing after another. I would think that the show is still up on WGNRadio.com.
You guys had a blast.
Yeah, we did.
And Dean's mom was there.
And what a wonderful lady.
She's a doll. She's a doll.
She is. And it was fun to see her and my dad hitting it off because they're the same age.
You setting them up?
So, well, let's. we were singing the Matchmaker song from Fiddler on the Roof.
Nice. I was napping. I'll have to listen myself.
Okay, check it out.
All right. 1800, Dave. Congress held its first session in Washington, D.C. in the incompleted Capitol building. And now, Dave, they just walk away from the completed Capitol building with incompleted business.
Well, it doesn't look complete now because they've been working on the dome
for
a couple of years.
That's true.
Every time you see a shot of the Capitol, there's still scaffolding around it.
That's true.
Nothing has changed.
And thank God for that. 1863, Lincoln delivered his address in Gettysburg for 7 years. Yes, 1863. 1926, today the Chicago Blackhawks played their first game ever.
Oh, really?
Ever. 1926, they beat Toronto 4-1.
Stadium, probably.
Yeah, 1926, absolutely. Let's see here. 1928, the first issue of Time magazine, Japanese Emperor Hirohito was on the cover. Of Time magazine, yeah.
Wow, little did we know.
Yes, little did we know as he graced the cover. 1947, Meet the Press made its network debut on NBC, one of the oldest still running television shows, Dave.
Yeah, that was really kind of the forerunner of everything else. Face the Nation, this ABC This Week, other, you know, talk shows or discussions, if you will. Of the networks that have been on, and the list of people that appeared on Meet the Press just goes on and on.
It
and
is
on,
oh,
you know,
absolutely
legendary people, you know, now larger than life individuals that were on and still on, yeah, to this day. You know, if they say now, if it's Sunday, it's Meet the Press.
That's right.
With Chuck Todd.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Oh, that's right.
That's
it's Chuck Todd now.
It's Chuck Todd. Yeah.
All right. 1951, former Cubs first baseman. Rifleman's Chuck Connors is the first player to oppose the Major League draft. Did you know he played for the Cubs?
Yeah, I found that out later, yeah, after watching a number of Rifleman reruns. That he was a player for the Cubs and also was on a show that didn't run all that many seasons but was rather popular at its time. It was called Branded.
Oh, yeah, I remember that,
remember
too.
Branded?
Oh, absolutely. I think they showed that on MeTV.
He was pegged as a coward during a battle in the Civil War or something like that, and he was stripped of his rank and told to leave and kind of was a drifter for a while and trying to restore his reputation.
You know what's funny is the Rifleman airs, I think, every day for like an hour, like 4 in the afternoon on MeTV. It is one of their highest rated shows.
Is it really?
Yes.
Wow.
No sitcoms or anything. The Rifleman.
Yeah.
innocent, yeah. Good. It's a good quality show.
It's a good quality show. Yeah. There are some episodes there that are just wonderful. I think people identify with that bonding between Chuck Connors.
I think you're right, and his son.
And the son whose name I can't come up with right now.
He's still around. He does commercials for MeTV. He's in his
60s. Yeah, yeah, right, right. I've seen him do those. Yeah, that's fun.
They're cute, yeah. 1963, on a more serious note, JFK was assassinated. Let's listen to Walter Cronkite.
Throughout the streets of Dallas, the Dallas police had been augmented by some 400 policemen called in on their day off because there were some fears and concerns in Dallas that there might be demonstrations, at least, that could embarrass the president. Because it was only on October the 24th that our ambassador to the United Nations, Adlai Stevenson, was assaulted in Dallas, leaving a dinner meeting there. From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, some 38 minutes ago.
I would say that was probably one of the most memorable newscast moments in news ever was Walter Cronkite, and he was there.
And they scrambled to get on the air.
Yeah. You know,
they didn't have what we have now. And if you watch the actual opening or what remains of the video of the opening of that, the picture's jumping around. There's people running. Camera can't get centered and framed on the picture. Now, of course, when we do have, as we saw Friday with the terrible attacks in Paris, it has the appearances, the presentation, I should say, is much more neater looking and more organized, even though people are scrambling to get everything done behind the scenes. But yes, that was one of the times in our history where leading by example, I should say.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we had Tom Rivers on live from Paris at about 2:15 this morning. So if you want to listen to that, you can catch the podcast at WGNradio.com. 1977, Walter Payton rushed for an NFL record, 275 yards. 1980, it is revealed that Kristen shot J.R. Ewing on Dallas. Let's take a listen.
You went to the office that night with J.R.'s gun.
Dave, you okay? Dave, you all right?
It was you, Kristen, who shot JR.
There you have it. That was a big reveal, man. Everybody was waiting all summer to find out who shot JR.
You talk about a cliffhanger.
Yeah, that was it.
That was it.
That was it. 1987, Cubs' Andre Dawson is the first from last place club ever to win an MVP. That was in 1987.
Andre Dawson. Great player.
1998, the Lewinsky scandal. Let's hear Bill explain a little of that.
But I want to say one thing
Go
to
ahead.
The American people.
All right.
I want you to listen to me.
I'm
going to say this again.
Okay.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky.
Okay. Yeah, I believe you.
I never told anybody to lie, not a single time.
This didn't come up during the debate last
these
night.
These allegations are false. And I need to go back to work for the American people.
All right, take it easy.
Take it easy. For all my actions, both public and private.
Oh, here's the back end.
That is why I'm speaking to you tonight. As you know, in a deposition in January, I was asked questions about my relationship with Monica Lewinsky. While my answers were legally accurate, I did not volunteer information. Indeed, I did have a relationship with Miss Lewinsky that was not appropriate. In fact, it was wrong.
It was, Bill. Thanks for confessing that. We appreciate it. Good gravy. Well, if you missed some of our show today, including Tom Rivers again live from Paris, we had Nick Gelfis from Chicago Med. You can catch it all at WGNradio.com after 6 this morning. Dave, have a wonderful day, my friend.
You too, Dave.
We'll talk to you next week.
Good to be back with you.
Same here, buddy.